Welcome everybody, Shem number 1538. We're learning today Lulun Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabban Zizel. Lulun Nishmas Blim and Basram Moshe and the Refuah Shalema. Pesach Yosef Ben Hinda. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so we spoke about last year in reference to one has to be careful not to say over bad news on Shabbos. We saw in the Mishnah Berurah because of the fact, again, it takes away the Oynig Shabbos from a person. And the person has to have it's a mitzvah of Oynig Shabbos. So there's a lot of various different things in reference to, in Simon Reish Peches. Reish Peches in Hilchas Shabbos talks about various different things, what you could say on Shabbos, what you can't, different type of things, in reference to fasting, how that works, whatever. We're not going to get into all that right now. That's not so much, I don't want to get off on a tangent. It's not so much our subject right now. I want to stick to just for Dava Dava, but just an interesting fact, something which I always thought about also, in reference to Bakoshes in, people have requests. When in davening, certain parts of davening, a person requests right at the end of davening by Yil Ratzayn, a person has certain requests and talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's an important thing to do that, by the way, during the week, definitely. The person should, in Shmoneh Esrei, as much time as they have, to say out, even in English. And you have to look up. We're not going to get into all those halachas right now, but before a person finishes Shmoneh Esrei, Yil Ratzayn Im Refi, and they say that pasuk at the end over there, so they could talk out and say certain things, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in English or Yiddish or whatever the language is. Also in Shema Kaleinu, but the Paiskim say it's better to do it at the end, before Yil Ratzayn. Because Yil Ratzayn is the finishing point of Shmoneh Esrei in general, right? Before we finish up and go back with Oseh Shalom. Because of the fact over there, you could answer more things. You could answer in Kedusha, Kadesh, 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 and Baruch Kavod. And you could answer Amen to Akel HaKadesh. And Yehesh Meirab over there. When you're in Elikai Netzar, but you can't do that. You are not allowed to do that. You can't answer anything in the middle of Shema Kaleinu. So the poskim do advise it's better to do it at the end of Shmoneh Esrei before Yil Ratzayn, in conjunction with person's needs and how much time and so on and so forth. So now the question is, what about on Shabbos? Could I do that? Could I do that on Shabbos? So the Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Reish Peches over there in Sifkat and Chof Beis, Reish Peches, which is totally not our simon, in Sifkat and Chof Beis, which is Hilchas Tainis and Shabbos and so on. But he brings down that the reason is one should be careful not to ask for things like, for example, a chayli or Rachmanas Lanim, a person sick, or panasa and these type of things, because of the fact that it causes them tzar. Again, it's the same thing with taking away from the Oynig Shabbos. It mamish causes a person tzar. The Eino Yosef Sheila Sirochav, he says, Elo Kishem Avakesh Al Chayli Rachman Aslan Asiknis Ay Parnosa, right? The person thinks about Parnosa Rachman Aslan that they don't have, and it's mistar a person, it bothers a person. You want to think about good things and talk about good things, right? On Shabbos, V'doim Eloi Sheyesh Tzar Lefanav, it's as though the tzar is mamish in front of them. He does just say, by the way, Agavorcha, just finishing off that Mishnah Berurah, Avol Charatas Avoynos, Charatas Avoynos, Toiv Loimer B'chol Yoim, Kevon She'ene B'Lashon Vidoi. If you say it on Shabbos, I'm not going to get into this whole thing also, you say it without Lashon Vidoi, without like a Lashon of confession, the whole way that it's done. So just, the Charata, the regret of the Avoynos, so that would be fine, but I don't want to get into that part right now. That's a little bit more complicated, but be it as it may, Stamba Koshes, if it's something that caused a person sorrow, like he says, like sicknesses and parnos and these type of things, says the Mishnah Berurah, one should be careful not to say it on Shabbos, even though during the week they do say it, they do mention requests at that point before Yil Ratzayn, which is a good thing to do. By the way, just as we're on the subject, again, this is not part of our subject, but one has to be careful if they didn't eat anything in the morning, let's say the davening by a minion, that might be a little bit later, and it's getting close to chatzos. Let's say a person sometimes wakes up, many people sometimes they drink water in the morning, they have a coffee, fine, so that's all good and beautiful. But be it as it may, if somebody didn't eat anything in the morning and they're davening, usually on Shabbos, people daven later, right? Later than during the week. So they have to be careful to eat before chatzos. It's also to fast, even not l'shem tainis. We're not talking about, I take upon myself a fast day. That's not what we're talking about. You're not supposed to fast on Shabbos, but even fasting past midday. Just reading from the Sefer Yetzirah Lach, I just have it in front of me, so I'm just reading it. In Simon Reish Peches, where he talks about Dine Tainis Chaloim and whatever the case is on Shabbos. It's a certain person had a certain dream and they want to fast, whatever. That's totally different halachas. But he says, just off the Agavurcha, as they say, right? Kevin the Osa Lasanis Ad Chatzais, you're not supposed to fast till Chatzais on Shabbos. Afir Shaloi L'Shem Tainis, even if it's not L'Shem Tainis. I just woke up. I didn't have a chance to eat. I was rushing out the shul. What should I do? But now if it's getting close to Chatzais, close to midday, you have to be careful that you're not too fast, because you have to eat before midday on Shabbos Kodesh. So therefore, you have to be careful if that's the case, not to take too long in davening or whatever the case might be. Sometimes a person gets very much into their davening, and it's going to come out that they're not going to eat until after midday. That one has to be careful not to do. Just one more quick thing that he does bring down over here also in reference to Tsar on Shabbos. Again, it's not really part of our Vedabedavar, but just as over on the subject in reference to crying on Shabbos, Misha Yesh Lai Oynig, if it causes a person Oynig on Shabbos, if they cry, in order to, sometimes crying takes away Tsar of a person if there's a certain issue going on, then you would be allowed to cry on Shabbos. But just in general like this, one should be careful not to cry on Shabbos if it's a makam tsar, and especially in conjunction with the news and these type of things that we spoke about. He brings on also, if there's somebody's davening Shmon Esrei, or somebody's davening and they get the vacus to Hashem, his Hesiris, and they cry a little. Okay, so that's also part of possibly the Einig. But in general, one should be careful not to cry on Shabbos for B'mokim Tsar, for, bad things and so on. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha, Kol Tov.